Today's podcast is a quick cast from our archives. This is a tool I really like to use as a coach, something that I picked up at a coach's clinic called the Leadership Ladder. I think as you start your off season, especially with some of the limitations, you need some tools that help you pay attention to where your team's at, and that's exactly what this one is designed for. Check it out.
What you see on tape is a direct reflection of what you teach and how you teach. Video is important, but if you don't teach well, you're not going to like what you see on your video. First Down Playbook has been helping coaches teach better for 13 years. It allows you to present installs, playbooks, and practice cards in half the time with NFL quality. Coaching tools like video pairing, a player app, practice schedules, and wristband sheets have made First Down Playbook a program management system with everything in one place. If you're in a position of leadership with your football program, receive a free one-week look at First Down Playbook. Call them at 512-814-6158 or visit them on their website or social media. Mention Coach and Coordinator Podcast or use the coupon code COACH24 to receive a $100 discount off the normal $700 First Down Playbook team membership price. Links and the phone number are in the show notes. As coaches, we know that some of the biggest hurdles to our team's success can come from off the field. Your team needs support to tackle the endless list of expenses, uniforms, training equipment, travel, and more. But raising that money can feel like a full-time job. Thankfully, there's Vertical Raise. Vertical Raise is the premier online fundraising platform using innovative technology to create the easiest and most efficient system available. Raise more money in less time with a local fundraising coach who works with your team every step of the way to customize the ideal fundraiser. With options for online donations, digital discount cards, premium product sales, and even spirit shops, Vertical Raise has top-of-the-line solutions for every fundraising style. To find out more, visit verticalraise.com and we'll get you connected with an exclusive offer on your first fundraiser. Welcome to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast. We take another page out of my notebook today, and we're going to focus on leadership. This is the time of the year where we're trying to figure out who are the leaders for next year's team. We want to see those things develop. We certainly want to help our players along the way. And one of the tools that I always use is something I picked up at a coach's clinic. I believe it was at the Ohio High School Football Coaches Association clinic, one of the best clinics, in my opinion, in the country. And one of the speakers there was Greg Brandon, who was at the time the head football coach at Bowling Green State University. Currently, he's the head football coach at the Colorado School of the Mines. And he shared this leadership ladder, and it really simplified the different levels that people get to in terms of being to lead others. And it was something then that I turned into a tool to share with my players. It was something we put in our players' manuals. Everybody saw what this was from a freshman on up. We really started to emphasize it at this time of the year, every year, to see where are the leaders for next year's team. Every part of the offseason would begin with something that was more coach-driven in terms of setting players' goals, helping them see where they need to get, and starting to move them along that path. But eventually, you're going to have to turn this over to your seniors, because the teams that are most successful can always point to having strong senior leadership, having strong leaders on their team. The beginning of the offseason is focused on the individual, but then we have to move that individual towards being about others and what their roles are within the team. They have to become the best they can be, certainly, but they also have to be somebody who helps make the rest of the team better. So we started to emphasize this leadership ladder, and I'll share both a copy of it in our show notes as well as a blank one. You can download the Word document and put your logo on there. I think it's a useful tool. And it shows just five levels. And the idea is that you want your players to move up to that highest level. So going from the bottom, level one, it's the lowest level of leadership. It's seniority. And just meaning that you got older, right? We expect our seniors to be the leaders of our team. But just getting to that level, just becoming a senior, doesn't mean you are automatically a leader.
The next level is selfish, and it's players who basically are doing things for the benefit of themselves. And we do start that way in the off season. I think a lot of those guys are focused on what do I need to do to earn my role. And so there is a little bit of that selfish focus on here's what I need to do to achieve my goals. But again, we have to move those guys out of that individual thinking and moving to better the team. The next level is unselfish. The fourth level is self-sacrifice. And the fifth level is a high investment in others. So we'll go through what it says in each level of this. Again, the lowest level, seniority. This is the least influential position of leadership. You're considered a leader only because you have seniority. In other words, you got older. Not a whole lot there to developing the skill of becoming a leader. Level two is selfish. A bond has been established with your teammates. Specific people are following you, but you have not invested in the team. Your actions are not consistent. The third level is unselfish. You are producing results. You are more action than talk and committed to the offseason. People are following your example. However, you are doing things mostly because it benefits you as an individual. We see that all the time. Guys who want that position, they're doing it for unselfish reasons. They haven't quite figured it out yet that the reason they have to be doing it is really for others rather than for themselves, but they're moving up that ladder. The fourth level, self-sacrifice. You are 100% committed to the team. You go beyond surface level acquaintance with your teammates and make sacrifices for the good of the team. So that player now starts sacrificing, understanding that it's not just about him and is becoming involved in others. And then the fifth level or the highest level is investment in others. You've made a personal investment in another person's life. That person would say that you have had an influential presence in his life. And certainly, whatever we're doing, whether we're leading a football team, whether we're being a father or a husband, we want to have that kind of influence on someone's life. We're making a difference. We're a man for others. That's something we want to aim for. So the offseason, I said, really begins with that individual focus. Everybody's thinking about their goals, where they want to be, what their role on the team is going to be for the next season, etc. And it really is a time that has to go back to being a little bit more coach driven. It's more about coaches modeling positive leadership. So if players see coaches approach individuals who are not doing things in the right way with negativity, then players will do the same thing when it's time for them to step up and correct somebody. So as frustrating as it might become at times, a positive approach gets better results. It's all about building a rapport with the guys, and you need to teach them to build that rapport with each other. And if it's built around positive interactions, you're going to have a much better chance for success than if you're grinding guys down, if it's built based on negativity. Those kinds of things don't necessarily work as well. As a staff, we utilize this tool to really see where guys are at. We want to help them move up that ladder. We want to move them from somebody who is selfish to somebody who is investing in others. Modeling is part of it. Communication is the other part. So this tool isn't just something that was, you know, nice with our logo on it. We hand it out. We go to it often, and we talk to the players about where we see they're at, and we bring up specific examples to them of, you know, this is what I saw you do in the weight room today. Or, you know what, I haven't seen you do anything but move around the weight room and really pay attention to yourself and what you're doing, helping players out, whatever it might be. So we want to start to point out those behaviors to them and tell them what they're examples of. We want them to exhibit more of those behaviors because it's going to make the team better. It's going to build that bond amongst players. It's going to build a bond among coaching staff and players as well. We want to have positive individuals in our program. We do want those guys who are being a positive influence on others. And from time to time, you're going to have that player who just doesn't seem to be moving along. And I think at some point, you have to think about making a decision on how do you help that guy change. Removing him from some team activities for a brief period of time might be a way to do it, allowing him to think, what can you do to be a better part of this team? I mean, team is not going to be built around a bunch of individuals doing their own thing. It's not an individual sport. It's a team sport. Yes, everybody has to do their job and do it to the best of their ability, but you have to have those bonds and that trust within the team as well for a sport like football, especially. As we move through the winter months, we start getting closer to spring. That's when we would start to focus a little bit more about creating opportunities through team competition and activities for our leaders to take over. And eventually, we want those daily workouts turned over to the guys who are starting to emerge as our leaders. A lot of time it is those seniors. Other times, there's some underclassmen who work into that as well. At this point, in the spring, then, the seniors should reflect the coaches. The focus for the coaches really becomes on finding those great examples of self-sacrifice, of high investment in others, and pointing those out to the team and privately reinforcing that behavior, rewarding it when you see it. When you don't see it, it's not necessarily calling out that guy all the time. It's sometimes talking to him privately and pointing some of those things out where he can be better. We want, again, this to be a positive experience for these guys and to learn and grow and see that the best examples of this are the ones we really want, we're going to focus on and reward and acknowledge. The leadership ladder is a great tool for us. It certainly is not full-blown culture installation. It's not our playbook for culture, but it is an important part of that we do want to have that leadership within our team. It was always a pillar that we built upon. Leadership was one of those things that we wanted. For those of you who have listened to the podcast before, you know I do quite a few of these with Brian Kite, and you can go back through our leadership journey. We have 2 seasons of those. I want to say we're somewhere around 30 to 35 episodes that you can focus on some of those details within each one on how you build a culture. We just had a great one with Brian this past week where we talked about some of those things you need to think about and being yourself when you're building that culture and how it needs to fit with you as a coach. I've also pointed out a couple times now of a tool I really like, Tim Sauer, who put together what he calls his freak, what it means to be a freak, when simply was all the behaviors that he wanted within his program, and those were driven by beliefs. And the idea, if you've listened to BK, is beliefs drive the behaviors that create the results. That's what culture is, and I think Coach did a great job of laying that out. If I was leading a team right now at this point, I definitely would put those things together just like he did in all those different areas. I'll put a link to that in show notes if you haven't seen it, and we shared his example there as well. If you're enjoying the podcast, go over to iTunes and rate and review. It really helps the podcast out. Just takes a minute. If you don't have time, click those 5 stars, and we really appreciate it.